Well, I just love that film, and I love it because it seems to me to be so relevant for the time and the place that we find ourselves in at the moment. I even come to wonder, did they know what was going to be happening specifically in this nation when they produced this film? I'd probably think not. They had no idea at all. There hasn't been too much to laugh about in recent weeks, has there? With Brexit talks and no confidence votes. But I did like this picture seen on the BBC news feed. For the benefit of those listening online, it features Michael Gove being taunted by a protester dressed as Father Christmas, holding a placard saying, "Brexit, a hopeless mess." And perhaps that message resonates a little bit with us. It is a bit of a hopeless mess, isn't it? And we might ask ourselves the question, is there an answer to this mess that we find ourselves in? And tonight, this Christmas, I want to say yes. Of course, there is an answer to this mess. And the answer to this mess is Jesus, who the very first Bible reading that we heard this evening came from the Old Testament book Isaiah. And it paints a pretty messy picture of the world, people walking and living in deep darkness, we read, experiencing gloom and distress. Well, happy Christmas to you all. In context, for those who like context, this concerns the obedience and the disobedience of God's people, but also an invasion that was coming from Assyria, and there's not much to laugh about here. But God had an answer for that mess. And the answer came in a child, a son who will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and peace will have no end, we read in Isaiah 9. His reign and his kingdom will last forever. He was explained to Mary as Son of the Most High, to shepherds described as Savior, and in the Gospel of John, he is described as the light of all mankind, whom darkness has not and will not overcome or ever overpower. What does this mean? Well, ultimately, it concerns, I believe, far more than an invasion from Assyria or Brexit. His life, his death and resurrection. Jesus shattered all that separated us from God. The darkness, our wrongdoing, our living without him, our living according to our own rules and ways, even the darkness of death itself. Jesus shattered that all with his light. And he made it possible for us to approach God, for us to call him Abba, Father, for us to know him forever, to know the one who created all things forever. And John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." You see, Jesus was the answer to a previous age that was experiencing this hopelessness and darkness that we read in Isaiah, an Old Testament passage. But Jesus continues to be the answer for our mess today. How do I know this to be true? Will people testify to this being true in their own lives? Take Graham Seed, for example. Graham is a giant of a man. He's 6'5", he weighs 18 stone, and spent most of his life in jail. He was a skinhead, a football hooligan, and charged for murder. He searched for love all of his life and couldn't find it, with even his own mother saying he was the son of Satan. He ended up for several years living on a bench on the streets, And eventually he fell into a coma. And we're going to hear the rest of his story in this short film. It's an incredible story, isn't it? And I watched this story with some friends of mine just this week, and they were blown away by this story. And this story, for them, proved that Jesus wasn't just a child born to a particular time, to a particular people, at a particular place many years ago, but Jesus is alive today. And Jesus wants to enter into our lives today. He wants to bring the same life and hope and light that he brought this man, Graham. Graham was in a complete mess. And God offered an answer to his mess. He offered the Savior. He offered this Christ child that we celebrate at Christmas. He offered Jesus, who brought light into his life and brought him life, quite literally. And just as God answered Graham's mess with Jesus, so I believe God offers Jesus to the mess of our nation. He offers the Prince of Peace. He offers the King who will reign and rule over all things forever. His kingdom will be established and it will never end. And just as God answered Graham's mess with Jesus, so God offers Jesus as the answer to our mess personally. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." So will you come to Jesus? Will you come to Jesus with our national mess? Will you come to Jesus with your personal mess? Let's remember that his light cannot be overcome by the darkness. His light cannot be extinguished by your mess. But Jesus can shine his light into your life. Believe and trust in him this Christmas. The carol, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," says, "O Holy Child of Bethlehem," I'll resist the temptation to sing, "descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today." Lord Jesus, we pray that you will be born in us today. We pray, Lord Jesus, that this nation would know your presence and your peace. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would enter into our lives, that we would know your presence in us, that we would know you have not abandoned us, but journey with us. Lord, would you shine in our darkness and direct our gaze to your face this Christmas with so much else to distract us. We pray all this in the name of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our light. Amen.